This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. How we doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, the long-awaited male birth control is getting closer and closer to being a reality. And I know many guys are like, I don't want to do this birth control. I don't want to. I think it's changing. I think more men are interested in some form of birth control because we still have a lot of unwanted pregnancies happening. And I, you know, many guys really don't want their groove kind of messed with, and they don't want to have to stop and take care of a family. So I see a market, and that's why they keep working on this. Well, Vasogel, now don't mix it up with Vagisil, okay? I think Vagisil is a female over-the-counter anti-itch cream. This is called Vasogel. It's the future male contraceptive, and it is tested successful in monkeys, according to the Parsemis Foundation, the company behind developing this. Okay? The results were published Monday in Basic and Clinical Andrology. And this new contraceptive method worked in rhesus macaque monkeys for more than a year. This is huge. Plus, it produced fewer side effects than a vasectomy. All 16 monkeys in this Vasogel study, and I believe that's a trademark name, were part of the resident colony at the California National Primate Research Center. This is according to Bustle.com. They were monitored for at least one breeding season, and 7 of the 16 were almost continually housed with females for 2 years. So obviously they did the hibbity-dibbity. The authors of the study reported that there were no conceptions after the Vasogel injections. Linda Brent, Ph.D., executive director of the Parsemis Foundation, says the study provided several important factors critical to eventual use and of the product in humans. The procedure was highly effective. None of the males who were given the Vasogel impregnated any females, even though they were all in groups with up to 9 adult females. Measuring success of a contraceptive in terms of pregnancy rate, rather than simply the presence or absence of sperm, gives us real-world information, which is most relevant to the human condition. So, vasectomies are a little bit more complicated, I guess, for monkeys in general. So, Vasogel, not that we're trying to find a contraception for monkeys, but if it works in monkeys, there's a good chance it will work in humans. They say vasectomies are quick and a relatively simple procedure in humans. In monkeys, there could be additional complications, and it's inherently more complex. So if they have a more complex sort of system, something like this working in monkeys may be very easy in humans. They say we were impressed that this alternative worked in every single monkey, even though this was our first time trying it. Vasectomies are a routine procedure for non-human primate veterinarians, so to have similar or even better outcomes, trying to brand new procedure very encouraging. So basically, how this Vasogel works is they inject it into the vas deferens. Now, in a vasectomy, we cut the vas deferens. So the vas deferens is the canal that the sperm have to go up after they're being produced in the testes, right? And then it later meets the prostatic fluid and the semen, such that after everything's put together, assembly line, it could then later be an ejaculate to help get somebody pregnant. So in a vasectomy, there's cutting involved, and yes, there's reversal. You know, that could happen, but it's tricky. Vasogel just involves inserting a polymer hydrogel into the vas deferens, no surgery. So sperm can't get to the egg because the gel clogs the vas deferens. Seminal fluids are still released, but not sperm, since they are too big to get through the gel. They later get reabsorbed into the body. It's long-acting, non-hormonal, and potentially reversible. They say the contraceptive effect of VasoGel has been reversed in a rabbit model by just flushing the material out with sodium bicarb solution. So this allowed sperm flow to then regain. So let's say you're dating somebody, you don't want to get her pregnant. If this gel later is available for humans, you could get it injected, which should be less painful than a vasectomy and less soreness afterwards, because you could be sore for a while after a vasectomy. Usually many men during March, with March Madness, will get a vasectomy and then they'll stay home and watch basketball. And the ladies let it happen because they got a vasectomy. But it's, you know, guys don't want to go for a vasectomy. Maybe they'll go for this injection. Now, why an injection? Why not a pill? Because I think many consumer surveys and much research has shown that men may not want to do an everyday pill. They may forget it. They may not be compliant. Right? And it just doesn't seem to be something that the guys are really hip to. But an injection that lasts a year, I thought I saw a study where it may even last 2 years. That could be very, very promising. So it's being developed by Revolution Contraceptives LLC, a social venture subsidiary for the nonprofit Parsimus Foundation. We talked about VasoGel last year, where they want to test it in human males after they tested it in rabbits and baboons. Now, rhesus monkeys having been added to that list. The gel was successful in rabbits and baboons. Now, rhesus monkeys. So they got to start doing larger animals and then humans. So it's pretty exciting stuff. I think this could be a go. I mean, it sounds good. The only thing is, you know, will there be side effects in humans? Will there be infection? Will there be some sort of blockage? We need to make sure it can't put somebody at risk for testicular cancer. You know, blocking flow, you know, of a sperm from the testes, will it, that be an issue? But we haven't seen issues with vasectomy and vasectomy putting somebody at risk for cancer. So this could revolutionize birth control. And for women that can't tolerate birth control, very cool. So when will humans be able to use this? Well, you know, with the studies and the FDA, it could take a while. It still could take years. So we're not sure. And what kind of cost could it be? That's, again, another thing. My guess is a one injection once a year with the liability, it's going to be pretty costly. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Blake for working the dials. Thank you all. All right, so when we were talking about the antidotes being passed out in West Virginia for opioid overdoses, and apparently there's about 8,000 kits of naloxone being passed out to, I believe, residents as part of a $1 billion campaign to help, you know, decrease overdose attempts or deaths from opioids. One of you had written about medical marijuana and what the status is in the legal and illegal states. And that's a real big topic. And obviously marijuana, whether it's medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, has been touted as a good alternative for people that have pain issues. I'm still a little concerned, even though we know there are studies that do help with people's pain and how marijuana can be used to subside people's pain. I think there's still a lot of logistics that are going to be taking place from a society standpoint. And there's an article here from the Orange County Register that actually discusses that. Right? They say even though marijuana is legal, there are 9 ways federal law affects California pot users and businesses. So we can extrapolate this to any state we're in that has legal marijuana or who are considering legal marijuana during the next election and may pass it. And I foresee most of the states are going to eventually, by the end of this next decade, well, maybe not this next decade, but in the next 10 years, adopt laws that allow marijuana use from either a medicinal or recreational standpoint. Probably medicinal, we'll see first, then all recreational. But there's still a lot that has to be done. And while it's when it's illegal in the federal government's eyes, that could cause a problem. So, looking at this article, all right, and obviously California with Proposition 64, all right, you know, if California being as big a state as it is, all right, and legalizing California now recreationally, that could ultimately lead to federal approval of cannabis. Workplace, what happens in terms of car accidents, what happens in terms of children and teen use. Now, we're seeing tobacco and cigarettes use start to fall. Okay? So what are kids turning to? They're not just all of a sudden saying, you know what, I'll just chew some bubble gum. They're not doing that. They're going to vaping. And now beyond vaping, they're going to dripping. Drugs. They're using a prescription medication. We're back. Looks like some people wanted to dance, so one of you had called a request for music, and so we played music. Hey, you know what? If it helps the ratings, all right? That looks like you're probably one of the recreational marijuana users, aren't you? All right, so what we were discussing was if the federal government still looks at marijuana as not legal. This one article out of the OC Register talks about some issues they may see in California and we could see in our respective states. So, for example, employment, okay? Now, employment in the United States is largely at will. So companies could fire workers at will. If a company does not like you smoking marijuana on the job or being high on marijuana, they could fire you, regardless of state or federal laws. Now, in California, Proposition 64 explicitly states that California employers remain free to penalize workers who test positive for marijuana use, even if there's no indication that they were high on the job. And the reason why that was in there is, let's say you have a nurse that, you know, smokes marijuana and you feel that she's going to inject the wrong medication into somebody, I don't know. We haven't seen it around long enough, and we aren't getting the data we need to out of states like Colorado, Oregon, et cetera, or Washington to see what actually is occurring. Are people smoking pot? Are they going to work the next day without any influence at all? Well, then that's great. Are people smoking on their way to work? They could be. We don't know. We're not seeing the data. So national laws mean federal agencies don't have a choice. Their employees cannot consume marijuana, even in their off hours. And neither can many categories of workers who are in federally regulated fields, such as people who work in the transportation or healthcare industries. They say while the cultural and legal status of marijuana has changed dramatically, marijuana testing policies in the workplace have not evolved. So doctors will worry about losing licenses to practice medicine if they recommend medical marijuana. And, like I said, doctors are worried if their staff is under the influence and mess up. You know, as a physician, I'm not supposed to be under the influence of marijuana if I treat a patient. Right? You wouldn't want your surgeon using marijuana. So then who gets to use the marijuana and who doesn't? Now, maybe what they need to do is evolve testing policies or testing methods such that as doctors enter a hospital or nurses or staff or air traffic controllers or police officers or firefighters, etc., as they enter the building of work, they each have to blow into a breathalyzer, right? Or do a test that tests marijuana levels. And if their levels are too high, they go home that day. They can do something like that. I know, I don't want my surgeon high on marijuana. No way. So, what's the answer to that? Yes, I want marijuana legalized. I've told you that. I think, if it's legalized, we could study it more and we could see how we could use it medicinally and where we could apply it. But that's just one of the messes that we could be coming across. Housing. They say no one who is in Section 8 or federally subsidized housing is allowed to use marijuana. From a federal perspective, marijuana continues to be illegal, they say, and so used in federal assisted housing, it also is considered illegal, according to Brian Sullivan, a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They say how the rules are actually carried out is left up to local housing authorities. Now, some of you will say, yeah, Dahlia, if they legalize marijuana, let them smoke in the Section 8 housing. But didn't they just pass a law that you're not allowed to smoke at all in Section 8 housing so it doesn't hurt other residents with the secondhand smoke and doesn't cause fires? So how do you say no smoking tobacco but okay for marijuana? How do you do that? And there's a big push for people getting government aid to not be able to use drugs and not go to work. I mean, there's this big push for people with, on government aid to still contribute to society and work. So if marijuana is allowed, then does that inhibit a motivation to go back to work? So these are things that need to be looked at. Insurance. They say if you're a marijuana user, it may be difficult for you to get life insurance because they test. They will do tests to look and see if you have drugs in your system. And so many, I believe Mutual of Omaha had looked at a patient there or a person they're talking about in the OC Register, sent him a letter saying they couldn't offer him a policy because they can't accept premium payments from anyone associated with the marijuana industry. So unfortunately, that could be an issue. Banking. Let's say you own a company or you, let's say, work with an industry that deals with marijuana. All right. Apparently, some major banks and credit card companies still won't service the industry out of fear that they'll be penalized for money laundering. So now, I guess in California, they're trying to find ways to provide banking services for the cannabis industry. Then military. Right? Unfortunately, active members of the military still cannot use cannabis without jeopardizing their positions. So, we have high suicide rates, unfortunately, and PTSD rates, with our military. As far as I'm concerned, if they want to use marijuana, let them. But there's still, how does that relate when we're talking about using artillery? Gun ownership. Marijuana patients appear to not have a Second Amendment right to own a gun. So if you want to exercise your Second Amendment right, but you live in a state that legalized marijuana and you smoke marijuana, you could lose your gun. There's healthcare issues, there's taxes issues, it's more complicated. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there are foods that could damage your metabolism. And I think many of us that have been struggling with weight and don't understand the lack of logic when it comes to our weight have already figured these foods out. But many of you who are still younger and are still skinny and looking at us who are middle-aged going, wait a second here, you guys just ate too much. And when we're like, no, we didn't. We ate the same amount of food, if not less than you, is because there's some sort of change that happens from a metabolism standpoint. And I've talked about this, how a 100-calorie salary does not equal a 100-calorie soda. And so just counting calories may not work. So what are some foods that can damage your metabolism? Right? You know, like what, a moment on the lips is a lifetime on the hips or whatever? All right. According to Fox News, the first is soda. Soda has high fructose corn syrup, and this high fructose corn syrup is the devil. It's a sweetener in many highly processed foods and soft drinks, and it is damaging. They say it's been argued that fructose consumed in the same quantities as other sugar has more damaging effects on the metabolism. And a study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition further explained the link between this high fructose corn syrup and obesity. It has negative effects on the metabolism, and it could even cause metabolic syndrome, raising your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. So a glass of soda a day could really mess you up. And that's what I blame. I was skinny. I was doing great. And my mom worked with us, and she's like, look, I know you like some Coca-Cola because you don't drink coffee, so here's some Coke for caffeine. And this was in the early 2000s, and I'm like, great. And then all of a sudden, my metabolism slowed as we started to get to the late 2000s. And I was like, what? Next, margarine. Most sources of trans fat are now off the market, but you could still get trans fat in margarine and baked goods. They say the trans fat in margarine can wreak havoc on your metabolism because they can lead to insulin resistance. Insulin is a hormone used in fat and carbohydrate metabolism, as we talked about. What does insulin do? It helps bring the sugar from your bloodstream into the cell. So if you have insulin resistance, you could have slower metabolism, weight gain around the abdomen, and unfortunately, you will store more fat. Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second, don't diabetics lose weight? That's true. A diabetic will lose weight, but insulin resistance could still mess with the way you deposit your fat. White bread. White bread and other simple carbohydrates are easily broken down by the body, right, because the fiber has been removed. The reason why we like white bread is we don't taste the fiber. Fiber slows down digestion, so it takes longer for that food to get into your system. And the longer the food is in the system, the longer it stays in the gut, and then the more you can poop out. So if you have easy-to-digest foods, your body doesn't have to burn the extra calories trying to break it down, so your metabolism can operate at a slower level. Now, foods that are high in fiber or whole wheat really ramp up our metabolism because it takes a lot of extra work, they say, to try to break it down. Plus, pooping, I mean, you lose weight, right? Or you're losing, calories trying to make some poop. Farmed beef versus grass-fed beef. They say conventionally farmed beef can hurt our metabolisms. Conventionally farmed beef has more antibiotics than grass-fed beef. For years, they say we were unaware of what the antibiotics could do with our health, but what could it do? It could mess with our bacteria in our gut. And the bacteria in our gut could affect our metabolism. So if you are taking in antibiotics and not realizing it, it's messing with the gut. And so consuming antibiotics for meat can make us gain weight. So they say try to choose grass-fed meat. Conventional non-organic apples. This apple a day keeps the doctor away and may not keep the pounds away. They say organic fruits are more expensive for more reasons than one. They say one study published in the Journal of Medical Toxicology showed the toxic effects of pesticides from fruits and vegetables actually caused metabolic changes by increasing the rate at which fat cells were made in mice, causing them to gain weight. So the mice were eating healthy fruits and vegetables in the same quantities as the organic control group, but still gaining weight. So they say the metabolic changes in the mice occurred because of the pesticides. To limit exposure to pesticides, all right, you need to buy organic. You also have to wash off all the fruits and vegetables well after purchase. And that stinks because a lot of you are like, but wait a second, I'm eating apples so I don't eat sugary dessert and processed grains. I get that, and I'm proud of you for that. But if you could choose a fruit, well, you know, more like a berry, berries have less sugar. And if you could try to choose organic, maybe it'll help. But again, I'm still not sold because organic is really expensive. Canola vegetable oil. Canola oil may not be a health food. It is a major source of omega-6 fatty acids, and that could lead to slower metabolism. Even though you need a balance between omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, this push towards higher processing has left our country, they said, filled with vegetable oils and hydrogenated fats, which are pro-inflammatory and could be correlated with obesity. A review published in the journal Nutrients explained that a high omega-6 fatty acid intake and a high omega-6 to omega-3 ratio is associated with weight gain in both animals and human studies. But high omega-3 will decrease the risk of weight gain. So you need to go for the omega-3s and not for the omega-6s. You get that? All right. Another review had found that omega-6 fatty acids promote insulin resistance, leptin resistance, and leptin is what makes us feel full. And if we're resistant, we never then feel full. So we got to limit our omega-6s. So go for olive oil rather than canola oil. You dig? Now, that's interesting stuff. Now, here's another article that I'm seeing while we're on the subject of weight. Because, you know, it's really frustrating. You know, here you are going, well, I'm counting my calories, but the type of foods you're eating is messing you up. There's a team of experts on Channel 4's How to Get Fit Fast. And they say you actually can burn around 350 calories a day doing things like playing with children, doing housework, or even having sex. It's called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So let's take a look at what you could do. All right. So if you walk up the stairs, that's 128 calories in 15 minutes. Now, how many of us could actually get through 15 full minutes of walking up the stairs? Well, that's tough. But still, okay, if you can, if you dance, 102 calories. So you put some music on. Don't just sit and listen to it. Boogie. Well, okay, I know nobody boogies. Okay, twerk. I don't care. Washing the car is 84 calories. Playing with the kids, 74 calories. A short walk, 62 calories. Grocery shopping, 58 calories. Having sex, 54 calories. Now, I don't know how long you burn that 54 calories in. I mean, if you're only going a minute and a half, I don't really know. But still, it could help. Vacuuming, 50 calories. Ironing, 25 calories. Watching television, you're only burning 12 calories. So if you're going to watch television, why don't you stand up? Why don't you exercise? Do some arm circles. Do some stomach circles. Do some butt crunches. Do some Kegels. But move when you're watching TV. Now, I know a lot of us burned a lot of calories during the Super Bowl. We were screaming. We were yelling at the TV. We went through flight or fright, depending on what side of the spectrum you were on, between the Falcons or the Patriots. So that was a tough game to watch. I couldn't watch for the first three quarters. In fact, Mark Wahlberg left. They said Mark Wahlberg left in the second half. He just couldn't watch the Patriots lose. And all of a sudden, the Patriots came back in that last quarter. It was like, wow. So we're pretty excited about that. Right? Even though I am very proud of the Falcons. I think the Falcons do deserve a win. I just didn't think they were going to beat the Patriots, so I put money on the Patriots. But, you know, for those of us that were yelling and screaming at the TV, you know, and getting up and jumping around and hugging and dancing and doing the dance and doing the wave, I think that's great. I think you burn a lot of calories. You got to be careful of the soda pop. You got to be careful of the treats that you eat. But, you know, you could incorporate your music listening and your video gaming and your TV watching with some exercise. It's not that hard to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, the stuck in your stomach approach, I keep telling you guys to do this. I have a little baby post-it note on your computer at work telling you to suck in your stomach. Hold it for 5-10 seconds. Every time you see that note, change it up every week so you don't, you know, ignore the note. You can burn some calories there too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines, and we got our buddy Tom from Baltimore calling back. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. What's going on?
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. You know, I can't let this slip by. You gave me a really good segue into what I wanted to talk about quickly. Relative to the old adage about an apple a day, you know, you really throw the monkey wrench into the gears being the hottie doctor, because who in the world would want to keep the doctor away when you've got doctors like yourself running around?
You are so sweet, but no, trust me, none of my patients wanted to come in and see me. I don't wear makeup when I work, you know that.
Well, I, you know, in all fairness, you said that you had a number of new markets and stations added to the list, and you warned them about your listeners, and that was very accurate, of course. But you didn't.
I had you in mind,
yourself.
Tom.
You're quite the character. You're quite the character. They need to know that. You know, you had me scared for that first year with the descriptions of yourself. I just knew I had a smart doctor to listen to, but I was having nightmares after putting together all the descriptive adjectives you would add to yourself. And then, of course, we found out that you weren't the beast at all. You were the hottie doctor. So they need to know about your hijinks as well.
Well, you are so sweet. And I really, you know, thank Photoshop for helping me out with that.
Go on.
Now, Tom, I'm going to put you to work. Now, you were an ex-police officer, right, or detective?
Yes, both.
You worked for the police department, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Why are police infatuated with donuts? You know, we're talking about, you know, snacks and treats. What is it about donuts? Is it because they're fast and easy to put away if, you know, you get a call?
I don't know if that's true. It's been my experience, and I've worked most of my career was spent here in Maryland. I did work briefly overseas in Amsterdam. I've not found that myth. Let's call it a myth because I believe it is. I've not necessarily found that to be true, other than the fact that you have places like Dunkin' Donuts that are 24 hours, and when you're working third shift or first shift, whatever you want to call it, the midnight shift, you know, you're limited in where you can go to get a cup of coffee and get something to eat. So you're limited to 7-Elevens and donut shops and the such. So that may be where it comes from. I don't know. You know, we were required to stay in shape, but they're getting away from that. You see a lot of fat cops out there, and that's not a good thing.
No, that's funny. You know, the other thing, too, is I don't really think Dunkin' Donuts gets hit up a lot by, you know, bad guys. So if I was a cop and I wanted to take a break, I probably wouldn't walk into a 7-Eleven, right, or a convenience store that could get hit up. I would probably want to, like, you know, go to a place where I could relax a little bit. You know, I get that as a doctor. I have to be very careful where I go to dinner because somebody will say, oh, yeah, you're a doctor here. Look at my rash. So I need to go to a place where, you know, I could relax and not work for a couple minutes. So maybe that's another reason. Dunkin' Donuts is pretty, you know, low-key.
Absolutely. I tell you, I think the lowest robbery rate was for 7-Elevens in Baltimore that really looked out for police. In fact, regularly the Royal Farm stores were robbed. I don't know if that's still the case or not, because they did not take care of the police the way the 7-Elevens did. And, of course, at the end of the day, my English professor would kill me for using that phrase, but the 7-Elevens, they didn't really pay a lot for taking care of the police. It was a minor expenditure for what they saved themselves and their customers in the long run.
Right, right. Now, all I know is anytime a cop wants free stuff, absolutely. You know, I mean, if a cop wants to frisk me, he can. Trust me. I have a thing for cops. While I got you, I didn't realize this is awesome. I'm putting you to work here. So you talked about Amsterdam, okay? I've never been to Europe, and I guess European vacations are starting to be cheaper, right? Because of Brexit and the American dollar is apparently holding a lot more weight than it used to. So my husband is actually thinking about us trying to, you know, do a $5 a day type of thing trip, okay, to Europe, and he wants to go and see Amsterdam. Here's the problem. I got two kids. What can you do in Amsterdam if the kids are with you? Because you can't go to the red light district.
No, and that's a relatively small area relative to that whole area. You know, you can get on a train. I guess it's still the same. I worked there in the 90s. You can get on a train and really travel north, south to the other countries because it's in that European Union area. You can cross the borders and as if you were just traveling in your home state. And nobody bothers you. It was pretty interesting, and I found that the trains were huge. They were really nice and well kept, and there weren't many people in them. You could walk several cars and not see another soul, and that was a regular thing. Now, the downtown area in Amsterdam is busy, but you've got a lot of places to see other than the red light district. It's a beautiful place with the canals, with just the old European
feel
to it. And look, I think you'd have a great time with your kids, and you wouldn't have to be concerned about them seeing things or hearing things that children should not see or hear. Even in downtown Amsterdam, we kept, and I'm sure the police still do, kept that very family friendly for the most part, except for the windows in the red light district, which were lit red and had a lady standing there, but there was nothing vulgar going on. It was like seeing someone in a lingerie catalog, but, you know, at night you would probably not want your kids to look at that and then be hit with all the questions, of course. But
My kids are afraid to see half naked women because they see me running around the house trying to get dressed in the morning, and it scares them. You know, they thought, you know, they see these women on TV going, wait a second, my mom doesn't look like that, so, you know, something's not right here. And I tell them, yeah, I'm the typical looking woman. Bourbon Street with New Orleans. I noticed during the day, you know, women who were the, ladies in waiting, shall we say, because I don't like to use the word prostitutes, when they saw my kids walking with me down the street around the French Quarter, et cetera, they would just very quietly go back in, and that was nice, and it was really nice to walk around an early Bourbon Street. It wasn't bad at all. Once, you know, it got dark, and yeah, then it started to get a little crazy. So I get that. All right. I just was afraid we were going to have to skip the whole entire country because, you know, the red light district was going to be where all the boys, I raise boys, so of course they want to go.
It's a magnet for it's an international, I would say, like kind of an international nightclub on the weekends. At least it was back then. You would have folks fly in, even from Iceland. You'd have folks come in from the other countries. It was a fun place to be, and there wasn't a lot of trouble. Now, I understand that because of their liberal immigration laws that it got out of hand. They let too many people in, and mm-hmm. now they're having a lot of problems with that. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But you won't
Germany
be
and all that.
By the police. We had the motor laws over there where most of the traffic citations were just simply sent in the mail. But we didn't stop cars on a regular basis like they do over here. We did stop them, of course, but because of the motor laws, a lot of the a lot of the traffic violations were civil infractions, and you could just pay a fine. And in fact, we didn't even need to stop you. We could just write your tag down and avoid that whole incident of a car stop and all the problems that occur over here.
Should we do that in America to help protect our officers?
Well,
should
you
we
asked
do that?
How we could reduce the violence between police and citizens. That's one way to get us out of the revenue business. Another way is, I'll say it again, we need to take the prohibition off of drugs.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Tom. We ran out of time. Thank you again so much. Glad I got to, you know, put you to work. You have a great day. And you all just sit tight. We'll be right back.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.